Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah,
yes, it's time for more on entertainment. Sponsored by Ravinia. Dean Richards joins us as he does every single day to talk about the entertainment.
Look who's back.
How are you, buddy?
Moron in absentia.
Yeah, man, I feel honored. Honor. How you been?
Very well. Very well.
I'm excited because we're giving away passes today to the Ravinia showing of Ghostbusters, which you're going to be leading.
I am going to be doing another one of my famous pre-show chats, introductions, musical stage shows, fan dance. I may incorporate a fan dance, but not like the old-fashioned fan dances. I do them with electric fans.
Yes.
It's a little trickier and slightly more dangerous.
A lot of cords.
Yeah, a lot of cords. A lot of cords, potential for lots of things being severed.
Well, that's going to... We've got a pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia on July 21st to see Ghostbusters, celebrating its 35th anniversary.
Yeah, we're going to show the movie, and then the Chicago Symphony Orchestra is going to play...
How great is that?
...the score. This song that we're hearing right now, I can't wait to hear the CSO doing this song.
There's a lot of oboes. Boom, 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 boom.
Stand up and like move and jive back and forth.
Like a marching band.
Yeah.
I would love that.
That would be great.
CSO too.
I would love if that happened.
Well, let's go with the, let's do that right now. 312-981-7200 if you want a pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia on July 21st to see Ghostbusters, opening with the fan dance by Dean Richards. Do it right now. Let's do seventh caller. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Seventh caller. And you'll be there to see the fan dance.
And we've got the one that we're going to do on July 12th is West Side Story. Same thing. Pre-show discussion beforehand. Then they showed the movie on big screen with the CSO accompanying. So these movie nights that we've been doing at Ravinia are super fun.
All right. Well, let's get to some of these stories we got coming up here. All right. So Johnny Depp. What is happening with Johnny Depp? I feel like every time he's in the news, it has something to do with lawyers.
That's has been the case lately. There have been more legal actions than there have been movies lately. The latest, you know how I like to start my holiday weekend is with some good litigation between...
that's right.
That's how the founding fathers intended when they set this whole system up.
Well, the legal grievances.
So famous movie stars could fight famous movie stars and ex-wives and involve other famous movie stars, and that's what's happening right now. Johnny Depp has filed a defamation suit against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. She wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post about domestic violence that Johnny Depp claims is a thinly veiled description of him, according to her. She says that is not the case. He says that it is the case and is filing the suit. But Johnny Depp's lawyers now are about to subpoena actor James Franco, because that's who you want as a character witness in any kind of litigation that may be going on. James Franco and Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, saying that they witnessed... whatever was going on between Johnny Depp and his wife at the time. So that apparently is going to be happening. I don't know if they go to court today or that apparently is going to be happening sometime.
First off, just the idea, and it's a serious issue when it comes to domestic violence, but the idea that your character witnesses are high-end celebrities, both actors and businessmen who are at some luxurious party. It just makes you think that everyone got yachted into some island party, and this is all the guest lists from that party are going to be subpoenaed.
I don't know the circumstances of the case, but haven't there been allegations, not of domestic violence, but of a sexual assault against James Franco? That's why I say half facetiously about bringing
character witness into
the case. Elon Musk, I don't know that much about him personally. Just that I would like him to send me a couple of his Teslas just for me to drive around to try out, if that's possible. It's a shame when I have to beg like this.
Yeah, maybe stand outside the courtroom.
Yeah,
you excuse me, Sir Wang, gets a couple Teslas.
Excuse me, Mr. Musk, can I? I'll park that car for you if you want. Yeah, so I don't know the circumstances. I know that this whole thing with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it was a messy marriage. It was an even messier divorce and continues to be messy. So
and it's so old. I mean, it's really been going on a long time.
Pretty long time. Over, I'll bet it's 2 years.
Oh, I think it's longer than that.
Yeah,
I mean, we haven't
seen
him in a movie in how long, and he was always my favorite.
Not in any major way. He used to be, this is how I used to refer to him, Johnny Depp, who can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Because everything that he was in was fantastic. And now his on-screen roles are even kind of hit and miss.
Yeah.
But... you know, the people feel different ways about the personal lives of their favorite actors, and you know, should you separate the personal actions of an actor from their professional work? It's hard to ignore some of these things.
Yeah, and that's where he's planting his flag, because this is obviously affects his professional life to have this kind of reputation. So
I think it already affected.
Yeah, that can kind of playing out. All right, let's transition before we take the break. Lion King is going to be the big July movie here. Cast photos revealed. This is kind of interesting.
These
because,
are beautiful pictures.
Yeah, and I've felt like there's been some controversy around. They keep flashing in these posters like Beyonce and Childish Gambino or whoever's the actors in it. But then it's just a picture of a lion. So you're not really sure. Like what? What's
right.
happening?
Well, you know, I have a little bit of a pet peeve when animated films come out and there are celebrity voices in them.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like I need to say that who the celebrity voices are, because it's really of no consequence if they're doing a character voice in an animated movie, because you don't, it's not like you're seeing the person performing, you're hearing them read a script. I mean, I guess they do that with most roles, but I don't know. Animated seems different to me than you know, on screen performances.
Yeah.
But these new photos that came out are really they're very beautiful and beautifully staged. They are the major voice talent in the new Lion King movie that's going to be coming out July 18th. So it's right around the corner. Just found out yesterday that I'm going to be interviewing the whole cast, so I'm super excited about that, and we'll be bringing those to you soon. But if you just Google it someplace, you can find, if you put Lion King photos, I'm sure it'll be the first thing that comes up in a Google search. But we have them up at WGNTV.com also. But it's a picture of Donald Glover in profile facing his animated character that he voiced, Simba, from The Lion King. Beyonce, beautiful photograph of her facing Nala, the character in the movie.
Right.
And there's Billy Eichner, Seth Rogen, John Oliver, Chiwetel Ejiofor, the outstanding actor, Alfre Woodard, all facing their characters.
Cast.
They're just beautiful photographs. To give you a little bit of an idea of what's coming with this new Lion King.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll go through the list of things to do this weekend, including Grand Marshal to Grand Marshal, as you are the Grand Marshal in the Niles Parade, and we'll talk about...
Are you Grand Marshaling Morton Grove?
Dave Enid.
Are we going to have a throwdown on Dempster?
He's Skokie Grand Marshal, so you guys are right next to each other.
Oh, I'm rerouting our parade to head over that way for a show, like a Jets and Sharks showdown on Dempster.
I love it. All right, we'll talk about that coming up right after the break.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor.
Dean Richards on. It's more on entertainment here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in for Steve today. All right, so you are the Grand Marshal of the Niles Parade.
The Grand Moron Marshal.
And Dave Ennett, of course, the Skokie Parade Grand Marshal. We've been asking listeners because, you know, as a Grand Marshal, Dean, you get 24 hours before the parade to come up with any new creative input, any improvements to the parade that you would desire. I don't know if you didn't know that.
They didn't tell me that.
Yeah. So, Dave, so 6-3, we asked the listeners.
Have you modified your parade, Dave?
Well, it's been suggested. Justin made some some comments that he would like some things changed. I don't really think, Dean, as Grand Marshal, I have that authority to change the parade. But
how about this one, you guys? This is for both of you guys. Bring this to your respective parade committees.
Yes.
630 says, instead of people, the floats throwing candy to the people throw candy at the people on the float.
Oh, that's interesting.
At or to? That's a key distinction.
It's interpretive.
Dean, have you done this before?
I have. Okay. Not in Niles, but I have in the past. And it's just, you know, it's just fun. You know, you're walking. I'm going to be walking with the mayor of the village of Niles.
Cool.
You know, we're just going to, you know, wave and shake hands. And,
so you walk, you don't ride.
Well, I think they gave me the option of both. But, you know, I like to be...
You're out there. You want to press the flesh.
As people have found out in other parades that I do, I like kissing people along the parade route.
Yes.
So... pucker up is all I can say if you're in Niles. And I did request this instead of throwing candy. I will be throwing chicken legs at people. Barbecue right. Chicken legs because, you know, I want to keep a kind of holiday right. theme.
Cooked or uncooked?
Cooked.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, don't be ridiculous. I don't want to one-up the Skokie parade at all. I'm sure it's very nice. Our parade in Niles is movie themed. All of the floats, all of the people going, you know, the different exhibitions, everything is movie themed.
I like it.
This year, which I think is why they invited me.
Ours actually has actors from all of the top box office films right now.
Wow. That's impressive.
And you have Roger Bannis.
Yeah, and Roger Bannis.
Yeah, but come anyway.
847 says, going to Niles Parade just for a Dean Richards kiss.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Wait, did Dean say what he was wearing?
What do you mean?
For the Grand Marshal?
Well, Mary, I told you to never ask me that question on the air.
Well, don't you?
It's only in those private phone calls that we have in the middle of the night.
Sorry. But you should dress up as an actor or something, you know. You
do I do have
Billy Joel thing.
I don't want to, I don't want to give away my whole ensemble.
Oh,
but I am going to be wearing something movie themed. Yes,
okay.
Well, let me just give a you know theme. I'll just say Gone with the Wind.
Oh,
I find in 4th of July parades those hoop skirts are giving a lot of ventilation going on down there.
Oh, red.
Speaking of movies, that's the net, you know, as we wrap up here, there's a lot of different movies that are coming out for the 4th of July. Yeah. Obviously, a huge box office time. Spider-Man,
that's the big one.
The big one.
That's the big one. I gave it a Dean's List A. It captures everything that you want from a Marvel movie. It's like the true spirit and conscience that Marvel comics and the early movies, all of their movies really have had, some more successfully than others. But it's fun with incredible action and great conflict. Tons of surprises in this movie. I don't think I've ever struggled so much writing a review because I didn't want to give anything secrets away. But there are tons of them in this movie. All I can tell you, stay till the lights go on when this movie's over, because there are things happening in the credits and after the credits that you do not want to miss.
And the other, I think this is really great, they're bringing Jaws back to the big screen for the holiday week.
At the Music Box, they do that a lot with classic movies, and tonight at the Music Box. It's fun to see Jaws, period, but to see it on big screen the way that Steven Spielberg intended is extra super fun.
And then quickly, just there are so many different, of course, celebrations and fireworks, but also so many big name acts like bands and musicians that are coming through town this week for the different festivals that are happening.
Naperville Rib Fest starts today, and that is featuring Billy Idol tonight, Flo Rida, and Casey and the Sunshine Band, two different stages, not together. Tomorrow, country star Brantley Gilbert is Friday at Naperville. And then Saturday, Bad Company and Grand Funk Railroad. So that's kind of fun. Lyle, Eyes to the Sky. We'll have Soul Asylum out there on Saturday. Frontier Days in Arlington Heights. The group War, and Brett Michaels on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And the Beatles band. They're out so good. American English on Sunday. Dave Matthews Band's at the Hollywood Park Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. And at Ravinia, jazz pianist Fred Hirsch is tonight, but Michael McDonald and Chaka Khan.
Wow.
Chaka Khan. Saturday night out in Highland.
How about that? That's a show.
A lot of good shows.
All right. We'll have
see
a
tomorrow morning in Niles.
Niles
for
tomorrow
the parade,
morning.
And then tomorrow night at 9:30 on WGN-TV for the City of Chicago's official fireworks. I'll be hosting. We call it Chicago's Summer Blast. I'll host that Channel 9 tomorrow night at 9:30.
How about that? A happy 4th, a working Dean Richards.
He's
working. So happy 4th. Thanks, Dean.
Happy 4th of July to you all.
Thank you.